Thanks, Dave. And hello, everyone. I am sorry I cannot be there in person with you because I have super exciting news. You know, as you know, I am the good news bearer on the show all the time. Just kidding, because it's about another regulation that we're all going to have to follow. So the CFPB has issued a final rule on this new registry that they're pulling together. This is the implementation of the non-bank registration system. So they published the final rule and put an effective date of September 16th of 2024. Now, the actual earliest registration date for a lender would actually be 30 days after that, so October 16th. And then their entities will be required to actually start submitting information to this new non-bank registry by Tuesday, January 14th of 2025. So CFPB feels like they've given us plenty of notice. Now, what exactly is this? This is CFPB's effort to really have a collective single place to understand if an entity has had public orders, public information, court orders that have been put on that entity or certain persons in that entity across the country. So if you can imagine, you know, there are bad actors out there. We know, we see them. Somebody does bad business in one state, they get caught, and then they simply go move to another state and feel like they can fly under the radar. Or perhaps they structure the companies a little bit differently so that they cannot be on the radar, but it's still the same bad actors. And so the idea of the registry is to force entities to have to report when they've been cited by a particular state and then therefore be able to collect that, okay, this company has done poorly in state Y and state Z, and now we actually can keep watching them. I think the challenge with this is it does, from what I'm reading, appear to be really a self-reporting responsibility. So as a lender, you'll have to have a senior executive at your company who's responsible for ensuring that this registry is maintained, that you're reporting timely anytime there's been an applicable order. So there's a lot to study here. It's a almost 500-page rule. Now, a lot of that is just deciphering the difference between the proposed rule and the final rule. So this is not news. Those of you who are going, wait a minute, where did this come from? Okay, they went through the process. They did publish a proposed rule. So we've had plenty of time to look into this, and we did talk about this quite some time ago on the show. So going forward, I think it's all of you just need to have a heads up as non-bank entities to go check out this final rule, study it, read it, make sure that you're ready to implement being a part of the registry and reporting events that would be applicable under this new rule. Hopefully the CFPB is using this in the right way. The one thing I do want to make sure you also recognize is that this will be a publicly available registry. So anything that goes in it will be available to the general public. So if your company had a court order in a particular state, that will be required to be reported into the database, and it will then be publicly available. Now, they haven't told us exactly to what extent the information will be public. There may be just some high-level information, but it's public anyway. It's just going to make it easier for a consumer to perhaps navigate to where that is. The other thing I think that's important in walking through this is just simply that in those public orders, just trying to make sure that you're reporting it timely and that you do provide a written statement. So the database will give the entity the ability to provide a written statement that goes with that. So lots to learn, lots of process to resolve, and we're just at the beginning stages of seeing the final rule that came out on June 3rd. Last but not least, I do want to remind everyone that FHA has changed their large deposit requirements. This has been all over the news. What is amazing to me is how marketing departments are saying donor bank statements are no longer required. Okay, folks, I get it. People love headlines, and they love to make sure that you all recognize that. For starters, how many donors even know about that ahead of time? So I think that's kind of a funny headline. Certainly, they're trying to communicate to the realtors and make sure that they who do know that gift documentation can be quite cumbersome, that FHA is no longer arbitrarily in every case requiring the donor bank statement. if that's the good documentation to provide, you can still do it. It's just that it's not mandatory on every loan. You certainly have to make sure you're documenting the transfer of the funds. We're not getting off the hook for trying to make a paper trail, and that's part of the challenge I have with the way some of the marketing is going on out there. I think what's important is that, you know, it does certainly make it a little bit easier, and we absolutely applaud FHA for removing that stumbling block. So that's my report for today, Dave. Have a great day.